listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Christ the Blessed One gives to all. Wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call. Wonderful words of life. All so freely given. Wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Before me, God's holy word. The part of it that we will read from is what God inspired Jeremiah to write. There were also those that were not inspired that spoke. We'll read of them as well. Beginning to read at verse 21 of chapter 27, and then reading the 28th chapter. Yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and they shall be there until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place. In 28 verse 1, and it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Ezer, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priest and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again unto this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priest, and the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear now thou the word that I speak in thine ears, and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. We have some solemn words here. Two men stating what supposedly was the message of God. One, a lie. The other, the truth. Let's pray that we will not believe or hear the lie and succumb to it. Earlier, the prophets had cried, Peace, peace, when there was no peace, and we read, the people love to have it so. It is much the same today. We love to hear and believe the lie. And many homes, many churches, and many nations, our own included. Let's pray that God will come with the truth in such a way that it will prick us, as on the day of Pentecost, and that we will come as little children and say, What must we do? Our Father, we pray that as we read this word, that thou would open our understanding to it, to know the seriousness of it. Father, we think of the words of penned by Isaiah, the word spoken by thyself, To this man will I look, to him who is poor and of a contrite heart and trembleth at my word. Father, these certainly are words to tremble at. These are words not only of truth and lies, but of life and death, bringing death to the prophet that spoke them, and also much death to the people that would rather believe the lie than the truth. who would not repent, who would not humble themselves before this holy word spoken by Jeremiah. We pray, Father, that we might have the word sent to us today. It may not be in prophecy as it was then, but we know that thy word tells us the wages of sin is death. Thy word tells us, especially of the gospel, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Father, we have the difference of being saved from our sin and the punishment for it, or being damned in our sin forever and ever and ever. We pray, Father, for ears to hear and a heart to understand, for thy glory, that thy name might be exalted, that thy word might be not only trembled at, but rejoiced in, that in believing it, we can have peace with thee, a right peace, a peace from thee through Christ. We pray, Father, for these eternal blessings. We pray, Father, also for the temporal blessings needed. We give thanks for giving us so many in nature and as a nation, the freedom that continues to be ours when others are suffering under the ravages of the storms. Others, Father, in nations where there is war and civil strife and turmoil, death, injury, sorrow, fear. Thou hast told us to pray for those in authority that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. Father, thou hast given us that in the present time, and we pray that may continue. We pray that thou wilt not allow what is needed to be undermined, to be lied about, to be deceived in, either by the leaders or ourselves. We pray, Father, for other needs in the home, especially the troubled homes, that they might be healed, the children in those homes, that they might be taught. We pray, Father, for the schools to teach the truth and not the lie. And so many things, the lie is there. The lie about thy creation, the lie about right and good history of our nation, the history of our forefathers that we can learn from, and pray that we might return to the faith of our fathers, especially the pilgrim forefathers. We pray, Father, for that to be recognized, to be taught once again, to be prayed for. As Father, also for other blessings needed in the workplace, we pray for our leaders, first of all, that they might be saved. We pray also that they might be given the fear of thee, which is the beginning of wisdom. They may hesitate to do that which is wrong. They may want to do that which is right. We pray, Father, for those in sickness, injury, hungry, homeless, again, the war-torn lands, that peace might come through Christ. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Amen. We have seen last week God's command to Jeremiah to make bonds and yoke, put them on his neck, sending the message to the nations round about that they had to come under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, each one of them, all of them together. It was a sign to those nations, and especially to those representatives of the nation that would come to see Zedekiah, that would come to Jerusalem. Jeremiah was to tell each one of them, to tell their king, the king of Edom, the king of Moab, the Ammonites, Tyrus, then also to Zedekiah, that each one was to come under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. If they would do so peaceably, submissively, it would go well. Even Zedekiah was told, give yourself up, you'll live. Fight. Resist. You'll die. And though Hezekiah did not die, he saw his children killed before his eyes put out, the terrible, terrible suffering of those of Judah and Jerusalem, all of the deaths, and more deaths. And then a remnant carried away, Jerusalem lying in heaps, because they would not, first of all, obey the word of God. Punishment came, and punishment would have been lessened. Yes, it would have been a punishment to be under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. But each nation was said, then you can live in your land. Judah especially resisted, and the land was emptied, laid waste. Jerusalem laid waste. homes burnt, the temple burnt, the walls broken down, dead bodies, and others carried away captive in different times earlier, and then finally the last of them. All of this is taking place. We're getting near the end of that time of the carrying away of the captives in this 28th chapter. There's another few years before it will finally take place. Hananiah, the false prophet, came and said, all these people are going to come back. So the king will be brought back, the king who is there now, captive. Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Jehoiakim had been king now for a few years, and Zedekiah would be the last king. All of that, according to Hananiah, would be all undone. The captives would come back. All the vessels that were taken out of the house of the Lord would be brought back, all within 2 years. When Zedekiah said, or Hananiah said that this was not going to continue, Jeremiah told him, as we saw last week from the other 27th chapter, that pray then that the rest of the vessels will be left there. But as we began to read in the last part of this 27th chapter, yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord, and will bring them up and restore them to this place. Hananiah said, they'll stay here. Others will be brought back within 2 years. God said, they will be taken away until the day that I visit them, which would be 70 years from that time. 70 years of desolation. A terrible judgment. And yet at the same time, in the midst of that judgment, in the same verse, I will bring them up and restore them to this place. They would be brought back, but not in the false prophet's time. In God's time, God telling Jeremiah. Later, we can read Daniel. We'll see that and pray accordingly. We'll read in the next chapter, chapter 29. For thus saith the Lord, that's the 10th verse, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. There probably never has been a people carried away and brought back as these people were. God's chosen people for a particular purpose, a chosen nation, a nation through which he would make his name known, a nation as Moses had urged them in his farewell, speaking to them. Deuteronomy, we see in the 4th chapter, he said, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all nations, which shall hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. If they would heed God's word, that's the witness they would have been among the nations. But they didn't heed it, and it was a witness against that nation throughout all the nations that would hear it. And their ears would tingle because of the judgment that God was bringing upon them. Great blessing was given to them. At times they experienced it. Terrible judgment was also brought on them. And many times they experienced that. But they are a nation, even though they would be out of that nation for 70 years. God says, I will bring them up and restore them to this place. There are other prophecies beside that. We won't go into the detail of that today, but we'll speak of a latter time. Times that have been fulfilled in my time, my lifetime. I was reading of the time of the fall of communism in Russia, shortly before that, when the Cold War was still waging, coming to an end. Nations wanting to come to terms. We had President Reagan at the time, and he made it known. He says, if this is to be a better relationship, you are going to have to let the people go that want to leave Russia. And permission was given then to numbers of them, and great numbers of those people, the Jews, went back to their homeland, back to the land God promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God's promises are yea and amen in Christ, especially the spiritual promises. But even the natural was also there with absoluteness. There would be a carrying away to Babylon. No stopping that. It went on till, as I said, destruction was there. But at that time, I will visit, 70 years later, move the heart of Cyrus. Nebuchadnezzar was not there anymore. Move the hearts of some of the people. Leaders that went back, rebuilt. Over and over, we have seen these things. I remember when I was a youth, had a pastor that would say, this people is God's timetable. Do we know it? We may not know it perfectly, but we had better listen to the word of God. We had better tremble at the word of God, lest we don't see it rightly. There were those at the time of the crucifixion of Christ, the time of his resurrection, the day of that resurrection, that were told, O fools, and slow of heart, not to have believed all that the scriptures have spoken. The scriptures speak of Jews and Gentiles. The scriptures speak of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The scriptures speak of other nations that God would bring under the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar at this time. And then later, Nebuchadnezzar himself would come under the yoke of another nation. All of these things were spoken before time. God did it then. He may not be telling us now, as I mentioned in prayer. I do not know when, how God is going to do certain things. I know there are certain things promised in the Scripture. I don't know if they'll be in my lifetime or not. I don't know the 2 years like the false prophet thought he did, or the 70 years like God told Jeremiah so plainly and it was fulfilled. We may not know those years, but we do know, as we sang last night in our prayer meeting, the ends of all the earth shall hear and fear and turn unto the Lord. That hasn't been fulfilled yet. I say it carefully, but I don't believe it has. Christ said this gospel must be preached and then the end will come. Where is the church today? Preaching the pure gospel. Where is the church today that is one voice? Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Where are we when we think of the wonderful words that we sang at the beginning of this service? Wonderful words of life. Words of life and duty. Teach me words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Wonderful words, beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Yes, Jeremiah's words to Zedekiah were words of life. Give yourself up under the command of God, and it will be well. I can say that to every one of you for today, for tomorrow, for the next day, and for eternity. Give yourself up to the word of God, and it will be well. Come like a little child. Even Jeremiah had his hesitations at times. God had to reprove him. Tell him, separate the precious from the vile. Then you can stand before me. God's message to Jeremiah was basically twofold. One was, as he said in the beginning, I have set thee this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down. but also the rest of that 10th verse of the first chapter, to build and to plant. Jeremiah was called to both, and he did. Much was torn down. Others were planted. The Word of God was planted so that it would be in the heart of Daniel later, in the heart of others, believing it. It should be in our heart today, as well as many other things that God speaks, especially when we think of another prophet to these same people in another place. Ezekiel, speaking of God as a shepherd gathers his sheep, so God will gather his people. It has been taking place. It is taking place. Some people don't want to believe it. I hear people talking about the first chapters of Genesis as a myth. If they believe that, Christ said, if you don't believe Moses' writings, how will you believe my words? And I think it holds for all of the rest of the scripture. And I think we could take those who do not want to believe those first 11 chapters as true descriptions of God's creation, true descriptions of the people that lived and died, had children, how long they lived before they had children, how many years they lived after that, what was their total years, all there. And people so glibly would say, well, those chapters are a myth. I hardly dare to repeat their wicked words. They can almost immediately go to the last chapter, where God says, if you add to it, or you take away, your name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It'll be taken out of God's holy and blessed words and way for those. I testify that every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book, if any man shall add thereto, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life, of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. God's word, the only book in all the world that can be called the Holy Bible. The Holy Scriptures. Holy. Let's not put unholy hands on it. Let's not speak against it with an unholy mouth. Hananiah did. What happened? Therefore thus saith the Lord, I will cast thee from the face of the earth, and this year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord, against the Lord of lords and King of kings, rebellion against him who can stand. We can only fall into hell. There's no repentance. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.